We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And on the line with us right now is a brilliant best-selling author. His name is Mike Lombardi. He has a book out called Gridiron Genius that is hopping up the charts because he is indeed a gridiron genius. Mike Lombardi's online. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Well, Mike, you have been, I think, over the past few weeks, been expressing some reservations about getting Wentz out there so soon, week three. What's your reaction to the decision to play him on Sunday?
I would be very cautiously I would be cautious with him. As I said, I would have probably tried to get through the first month of September, but if they feel like he's cleared, I think the Eagles, you know, this is not a switch you just turn on. I think there's got to be some time, and as Carson kind of gets used to playing with this injury and how he reacts to it, it's going to be interesting to see. So if the medical people cleared him, then he's got to play. But, I was always hopeful that he would last through September and kind of take his breath a little bit.
All right, this becomes an issue. You were a top executive in the NFL for many years, Mike. Do you just blindly accept the opinion of the doctors? How do you handle a doctor's opinion when it's such a valuable commodity like Carson Wentz?
You got to see it on the field. I think what the coaches have to see is what the doctors are telling you, does it match on the player on the field? If he's healthy and he's moving well and you can see it on the field, then we're in rhythm. If we're not in rhythm, then there's something wrong. Sometimes the doctors will clear a player and you get him out on the field and it's just, this guy isn't right. You know, like, this guy just doesn't look right to me. He's not the same guy. And so there, when that disconnect happens, you got to go back and try to figure it out. But when it connects, when the player looks healthy and the doctors say he's healthy, then you go with it.
All right, so you're the GM of the Eagles right now, Mike, and Carson Wentz has not been hit in 9.5 months, and he drives back the pass, gets blindsided. What is Howie Roseman thinking in that moment? What are you thinking? Are you holding your breath? What is the emotion of that moment?
I think you're holding your breath all the time every time he goes back there because you know he's gotten hurt before. And look, let's face it, this is not, you know, I think what you have to be careful about here is just putting him in the game doesn't flip a switch that the Eagles offense is going to set all of a sudden to become regenerated. I mean, I know what they did in Tampa in the second half made a comeback, but look, their skill positions on the outside have been very difficult. They haven't, you know, they signed Jordan Matthews back this week. They haven't played to the level that they were at last year. And so I think that as he comes onto the field, you know, he doesn't have Jeffrey to throw the ball to downfield. Can he get it? Does he have to hold the ball too long? Would be my concern as he waits for guys to get open.
So, Mike, do you game plan differently to try to protect Wentz?
Yeah, I think you do. And, I mean, look, they're playing a Colt team this week that, you know, really did a nice job against the Washington Redskins. They rushed the passer effectively. Darius Leonard made 1,000 tackles. He's player of the week. He's a second-round draft pick out of South Carolina State, the linebacker. He's fast. He can run all over the place, and he'll catch Wentz. I mean, he's fast enough to catch a quarterback like Wentz in space and tackle him. So you're always worried about that, and I think you have to be careful. There's not a guy you go into the game saying, hey, look, if we don't block this guy, we're not going to win. They play hard in Indianapolis. They play with tremendous effort, and they've got some athletes on defense.
All right. Their coach is Frank Reich. He was here for 2 years. Mike, does he have an advantage because he really knows these guys?
Well, he knows the talent level of the Eagles. I mean, he doesn't know Michael Bennett. He doesn't know Haloti Ngata. He doesn't know the new guys, but he knows the secondary. He knows where he's going to attack. And watching that secondary play last week, you know there's a lot of places to attack. I mean, so Reich's practiced against this defense the whole time. He knows what gives the Eagles defense trouble in terms of scheme and in terms of players. So you can match it up. T.Y. Hilton is really a good player. I don't think the Eagles have anybody that can actually cover T.Y. Hilton. You know, it's not going to be Mills or Darby. So I think they're going to have to double him and try to force the ball somewhere else. That's not usually what Schwartz likes to do. But I think they'll be able – the key to this game is can the Colts' offensive line, whether Anthony Costanza plays or not, can they protect up front? Last week, the Eagles, you know, they got some rush early. They played – I mean, Ngata played the most plays of any defensive lineman, which shocked me when I looked at the numbers and watched the tape. So they got to keep their defensive lineman fresh and get after this Colts' offensive line.
All right. Your friend Jim Schwartz – right? He's not, I don't think he likes me that much, Mike. I'll be honest with you. Nor does he like the fans, because we like the blitz and he hates it. All right? And I just wonder, who's right here? Shouldn't he be blitzing more than he is, Mike?
Well, look, I think this. I think they won a Super Bowl playing the style of defense that they played. You know, look, they're not about yards. I mean, people have to stop this notion that, you know, it's yard. How many yards do you allow in a game? Look, they gave up 613 yards in the Super Bowl in just 26 minutes of defense.
Right.
That's remarkable, right?
Yes.
And yet they turned the ball over. It's about the ball, Angelo. It's about the ball. How are we going to get the ball out? You know, and the more he blitzes, the more he exposes the corners, especially against good quarterbacks. I mean, look, the Eagles are not this, and I've said this last year, and I'll say it again. The Eagles' secondary, other than Malcolm Jenkins, you know, there's some liabilities back there, but you got to be able to get the ball off. You got to be able to control their front. You got to block them, and most teams have a hard time blocking them. Now, I think they really missed Jernigan. I really think Jernigan was the key last year, and I think Jernigan, along with Cox inside, gives them a dynamic that allows everybody else to become a better player. But as for Jim, I mean, Jim's going to play the way he's played because it has been successful.
I love, you know, we never mention Jernigan, and Mike does every week, and he's right.
Yes.
All right, Mike, let's have a little fun here. All right?
Yeah.
I'm Howie Roseman, and you are the GM of an NFL team that really needs a cornerback. All right? Now, I'm calling you up. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm great, Angelo. How are you?
Mike, I think it's time. We're looking for a really good offer for Jalen Mills. What do you feel? You want Jalen on your team?
You know, I think right now Jalen really wouldn't fit for what we're trying to get done, Angelo. You know, I'm sure he's been really good for you, but for us, I think it's kind of a scheme. It's not a scheme fit for us, so we would probably pass.
Ronald Darby, how about him? Maybe you could use him instead.
You know, we really want bigger corners, guys that can play, especially down in the red zone, guys that can tackle and play on the ball. So I would say that would be a pass.
No, you're not even asking me what I'm offering, Mike.
Well, then you wanted a realistic conversation. I gave it to you.
Mike doesn't want either of our corners.
I like Darby, a guy who can tackle.
All right, Mike, what about this?
Last week, as bad as they played, right? Think about this. As bad as they played, right?
Yep.
If they just tackle O.J. Howard,
you're right.
You got a chance to win that game. I mean, just get the guy on the ground, right?
You're right,
you know,
Mike.
And it's just, if they don't give up big plays, I mean, you know, look, that's going to be the liability. Everything about what the Eagles did last year is their front. Right. It's no different than Seattle. People get so caught up with Earl Thomas and all their secondary and Richard Sherman and everybody else. The Seattle Seahawks won games because of their defensive front, because of Michael Bennett, because of all the guys that could rush. That's how you win in the NFL. You don't win. Look, let's just say this. When you had to count to five Mississippi, Angelo, when you were a kid, nobody, you know, guys got open. But if you only counted to three Mississippi, nobody got open, right?
Yeah, I'm
so
with you,
Mike. Same thing.
All right,
same
Mike,
thing.
I need you as the GM one more time, but this time you are the GM of the Patriots, which you were for a while. All right, so, Mike, Josh Gordon becomes available. They went after him. They didn't give much up. In fact, not only did they give up a five, they got back a seven.
They could get back two sevens.
They got two sevens. All right,
well,
Mike.
They cut him before 10 games. They're going to get back another seventh.
Why?
I thought the Eagles would be in play here. I really did.
All right, what do you think? Is it worth the risk?
You know, I'm of the opinion that, you know, Josh is not in love with football. People say this is like Randy Moss trade. No, it wasn't. Randy Moss loved football. Randy Moss was passionate about football. I think this is going to be a challenge for Josh Gordon. He's never gone into a program anything like this, whether he was at Baylor or Utah or in Cleveland for 6 years. This is going to be hard for him. This is like joining the Navy SEALs for Josh Gordon. I don't know. I'm sure he can get through 1 day or 2 days. But the volume of work up there will always come back to haunt him. I think he's a really talented player. I see this as the Patriots are – look, they don't have anybody on the outside that can challenge. The longest play they've had so far this season after 2 weeks is just 30 yards. They're not making explosive plays. So he's like the three-point shooter in basketball. You got to guard the line. Somebody's got to go out there and defend them, right?
Yep.
And so they'll open up some other things inside to help their offense. I think they were desperate to Ted. They had to take a chance because – the way things were going, they couldn't replace Cooks. They really missed Deion Lewis. They don't have an explosive player on their offense. And Brady's getting frustrated, and you can see it. He wants the ball out quick. He wants to be able to do some things, and they can't quite do it that way.
Frustrated is right. A new book is out indicating that Brady wants a divorce from Bill Belichick. You were there, Mike. You were there. When you were there, was that relationship already bumpy?
No, I was in meetings with them both. I would not characterize it that way at all. Look, they've won 5 Super Bowls together. They've been working together for a long time. And there's always going to be differences, but the one thing about that culture up there is you can speak your mind. You can say something to Belichick about it. And so, look, I don't know. I haven't read Ian's book. I'm sure he's got a lot of research on it. But from my experience there, Angelo, that hasn't been the case. And I think Tommy has always been a guy that, you know, understands how he's being treated because he is the guy that stirs the drink up there. So when Belichick yells at him, it allows him to get on other players. And I think Tom always knew that. And so, you know, I don't think it's of that case. I really don't. I think Tom knows winning is the most important thing, and that really would matter. I think the frustration this year lies with the fact that they're not as talented as they once were on offense. They miss Julian Edelman. They don't. And Gronk, for all of Gronk being great, Gronk is a got to build up speed down the field. He's a seam, big play guy. He's not an in-and-out cut receiver. He's big. He's cumbersome. So he's got to get some momentum going down the field, and he's tough to match up with. So they need somebody on the outside. They miscalculated with Kenny Britt. They miscalculated with Jordan Matthews. That didn't work out. Now they're paying a price.
Mike Lombardi, did the Eagles end the Patriots dynasty by beating them last year in the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't think so, Angelo. I think they'll still challenge this year, but I do think this. At when Tom Brady at 41, who knows where this is going to go? What's going to end the Patriot dynasty is when Tom Brady, as he keeps getting older. This is not going to keep going on the same course. Nope. He's 41 years old. I mean, Father Time will catch us all.
The dynasty began to crumble upon the departure of Mike Lombardi. Mike, Eagles-Colts, who's going to win Sunday, Mike?
You know, I think this will be a good game. I really do, Angelo. I think this will be a – I think the Colts play hard. I really think – I don't have an idea where Wentz is. I worry about the Eagles' skill players on the outside, but the Eagles are the better team. But, look, they've got 21 penalties in 2 games, Angelo. You're not going to give away games like that. And they've got to be careful on how they do this. So – I think the Eagles win. I think it'll be an interesting game to watch, especially it'll be a game for other coaches to see what Reich does to the Eagle defense.
You want to learn a little football, you get his book, Gridiron Genius. The man is indeed that, Mike Lombardi. Mike, thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, Mike Lombardi with some brilliant – he's so good, isn't he? Don't you learn something every week?
Yeah, I do, and he was up there and saw it. And
he's very good. I'm sorry. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.